Salcombe started life as a tiny hamlet of the parish of Marlborough, a village 1.5 miles up the road. For centuries, few people dared live down on the water for fear of seafaring raiders. They had good reason to be afraid, and the threats didn't end with the Vikings either. As recently as the 17th century, Barbary pirates from North Africa terrorised coastal communities right across Europe. Often landing on deserted beaches in the dead of night, they would slip into towns and villages where they would seize victims and drag them away. The captives would be shipped off and sold in Algiers and Tunis as slaves. Many thousands of British sailors and coastal dwellers fetched up as slaves in North Africa. So it was that even by the beginning of the 19th century, there were only around 50 dwellings here, and these were described as mostly low, mean structures huddled by the water. But things were changing. A boom in shipbuilding in the town swelled the population. Even more significantly, though, for the long term, the first house in the town built as a holiday home was completed in 1764. This was an early sign of things to come, and the town had begun its gradual transformation into the recreational centre it is today.